Hi, my name is Nick Tibuzek, and you are about to bring your strength and skills, and through that, your body, to a complete new level with this podcast. In this podcast, you're not only learning about what's needed to train successfully, but also how to stay healthy and in shape long term. As a calisthenics athlete and coach, I train some of the best athletes in the world, and I will show you what details really matter and how to use the three cornerstones of planning, technique, and mindset to build yourself into the best version of yourself. This podcast is a combination of science, practical experience, and personal stories, which used in the right way will change your whole life. If you want more performance, look great, have more skills and mental power for your training, you're exactly right here. Because here you will learn how to make that happen. Welcome to the Strength and Skills Podcast. Let's walk the walk.
Just a good headline.
Yeah, catchy title.
The catchy. We need clickbait. Some
clickbait. Clickbait. Yes. Are we doing that? We are.
Let's see. We got to take it somewhere. But yeah. As you just said, it's crazy how your brothers really like progress within. Like, what did you say? Like 4 sessions.
Yeah. So Nick and me were talking about it. Like Nick is back in a commercial gym right now, and he is experiencing new things, things that he hasn't experienced before in that gym. And it has to do with the fact that a lot of people actually don't have a clue what they're doing with their own training. So I mentioned my own brother, who is like doing his 4th to 5th training session the other day, and the dude just deadlifted 120, squatted 90 kilos, and is bench pressing for 54 reps, which is like already quite a lot, and probably more than what most of the people are doing there in the gym.
Yeah.
Which is really interesting, you know. I don't know. What do you think it has to do with the fact that people don't know what you're doing in the gym?
Well, I think one of the things that people are doing is they're not giving themselves enough time to improve on things. Just this progressing thing. People don't get it that... if you want to be good at something, you just have to do it pretty much, pretty often. And that's one of the most important things when it comes to that, because especially in the beginning, as a beginner, you just keep it coming, the same shit every fucking day. And that's something everybody thinks, I need to shock the muscle and all that stuff to improve. The interesting thing that comes up with that as well is, this doesn't change when you're experienced. And that's something I see also a lot with other people. You do exactly the same thing when you're experienced. I mean, I do the same thing over and over and over again, like for months now. My training looks the same. And I'm always posting that into my story, like same shit, different shirt, because it's like that.
Yeah.
And I know it's the same for you. The only thing that changes might be a rep range or something, but we're doing exactly the same exercises. And the interesting part of that is people are changing that up too often. And this happens to the beginner and it happens to the experienced lifter as well.
Yeah, I would say it doesn't happen way too often for the experienced one, because I would say like what separates a beginner from an experienced lifter is actually this ability to adhere to something, you know, to stick to something over a prolonged period of time and to make that plan work out in reality. Because if you do that for enough time, you're definitely going to transition over from that beginner phase over into more experienced numbers. What I think happens sometimes is you have these genetic freaks with whom like literally everything works and who are going to get really strong in a short period of time. And they're very often doing random things. And people think that because they're doing that, that's how training should work, you know? And not everyone is the same. Not everyone is going to be this genetic freak that responds to everything, that's a high responder. and people, you know, confuse these things, and then like if they try and implement it, they question the process, and they're like, okay, why is this not working as I thought it would be? So literally like sticking to a training program and carrying that out. And we're not talking about a few weeks, we're talking about months, sometimes even years, you know, if something is like in your specific focus. It's really hard, you know, like not a lot of people have the ability to do it. It has to be learned. And that's why I don't have too many people out there who are pushing serious numbers, you know, especially in commercial gym settings.
100%.
Like what I see in a commercial gym, like people walk into the gym the first time and they're shown around the gym, you know, they're shown the equipment and so on. And then they get a training plan. And the training plan is a cookie cutter training program, which is literally the same for everyone. And more often than not, it's very like isolation focused, you know, like I see people like first time in a gym, they're doing specific adductor work or calf work or bicep or tricep work. And I'm like, okay, you probably don't need that, you know?
No.
So if people were like introduced right away to a proper approach, which I'm right now doing with my brother, you know, like really big compound lifts done at a higher intensity, and also like showing the person that they're able to lift a lot more than what they think they are.
Yeah.
It's just changing that mindset, because everyone has this preconceived notion of what is possible, what is doable, what's heavy and what's not. Like 100 kilo for a normal person is going to be like, oh my God, that's already a lot, you know?
Yeah.
But then like I showed my brother some lifts from other lifters, you know, some female lifters as well, my own lifts and so on. And I'm like, dude, like 100 kilos, considering your age and your height and like what you weigh, should be easy work for you. And yeah, boom, in like 3-4 sessions, the dude is doing 120.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's a lot of that has to do with our notions and what we are presented with and our own bubble that we're in, you know, because like once you get out of that bubble and try and go into another one, 120 kilo deadlift is not going to seem as a lot anymore.
This is 100%. Yeah. This is so crazy. I mean, I've been on a seminar like years ago, and the guy who was doing the seminar, it was a deadlift seminar to learn the deadlift in a better way. And he was like, okay, this is the way how you do it. And then he said, yeah, now put some weight on it. And everybody was like, a lot of people were starting off with maybe like 50 or 70 kg and stuff like that. And he was looking at all the people and was like, guys, 100 kg? And that's the weight for a housewife. And I was like, wow, that's offensive. But he was exactly right, because there was a housewife right next to me, and she lifted on that given day. It was her first time in her life doing deadlifts. She lifted like 130 kg. And I was like, well, if she's doing that, how can I think this is heavy? And you know what happened there was it shifted how the way I think about it. And that's the most important part here, that I also saw with so many people. When you shift that people think, hey, I can do it. And most people can actually do it, because especially in the beginning, most of this stuff, your body is already capable of doing it.
Yeah.
This is the crazy stuff. I learned that at the army when they told us, just go through it. And we were like, but I'm dying. Oh, so hard. Do one more push-up. One more. Go harder. Go. Yeah, keep on running and stuff like that. And you think you die, but your body is actually still able to do this stuff. And the only thing that has to be shaped and sharpened at that point is your mind to go through that. Because when we look into that, where we grew up, we are, most of us are growing up in a Western civilization, and we don't have any hardship here. We don't know how to grind for real, you know, because we never had to. And this is good that we never had to. But when you look into the abilities that your body already has, then it sometimes it's a little bit sad how less of that people think they can do. It's crazy.
Yeah.
And please go on.
You're literally wasting your time in the gym by, you know, like setting these standards that you want to achieve first before you go into something more difficult. you know, and that could be either like before, I don't know, touching a barbell and doing a barbell squat, you think that you should be mastering the goblet squat, or, you know, I mean, sure, a bodyweight squat and a goblet squat is going to give a base understanding of something, but you don't need to like do 50% of your body weight in goblet squats before you go and touch the barbell.
That's
like, don't do that. And like, even when you go to the barbell and try and increase there, certainly like in the initial phase, you're going to need some exposure with lower loads to kind of adjust the technique and to see how's the pattern and so on. But like, don't waste your time trying to achieve these like arbitrary numbers and goals that someone has said from the outside that you need to achieve before you progress. Like, I see a lot of people are trying to do like 3 sets of 10 with 40 kilos, and you want to do that before you go to 42.5, you know, and then you do 3 sets of 10 with 42.5, and then you do 45 or so on. And like, no, that's not needed. Like, if you do a set of 10 with the 40 and you see that, okay, this was really easy, like sub 6 RPE.
Yeah.
Why not go and increase, you know, because like, and technique practice is honestly not an argument, because your technique is going to change as the weight changes, you know.
It's so much, because
like the 20 kilo, the set with the 20 kilos is not going to be the same as a set with 60 kilos, for example. It's already your positioning is going to change. So like spending too much time in like lower intensity ranges for the sake of practicing technique doesn't really make too much sense.
Absolutely. And the very interesting part in there is also your technique will change all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, look at your squats when you started like 4 years ago, how different the technique was. And it was a good technique already. It was a good technique, and it changed when you had a 100 kg squat, when you had a 120 kg, 140, 160, 180. Now you're doing more than 200, and the technique always changes up a little bit. And everybody's like, yeah, but your technique should look this exactly the same. But actually, when you are into it a little bit, you will understand that lifts will look different when the weight increases, because the center of mass will be different. And that's super important to understand when it comes to that stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's like, you know, the big picture, when you look at the lift, is almost the same, you know, when it comes to like the bar placement, how you move the hip, how you move the knee, and so on. Mm-hmm. Like little tweaks always happen over time. And I sometimes feel like every session that I do, like the motion feels a bit different, because I'm, you know, not necessarily trying to experiment with things, but like my body is different on every day. It's not the same, you know, like maybe one day I'm going to have a bit more tightness in my adductors, and because of that, I'm going to have to move more through the knee than the hip, but I'm going to adjust for that. And I'm going to do the squats like that because I don't want to overload a certain body part, you know, like the other day, everything is going to sit and the squat is going to feel perfect and so on. So like technique not only changes like from day to day, it also changes from set to set.
100%.
So don't spend too much time in those lower intensity ranges. Don't waste your time doing that, but like go higher up and have some intensity in there, because that's the way you're going to elicit change. No other way. You know?
100%.
Exactly. So to kind of come back to the thing we talked about, also like changing stuff way too often. Like I was also having thoughts on that with my own clients that I do PT with. And I'm like, you know, quite often you see that the trainers are giving out advice, you know, every training session, you want to spice it up and have something new with your clients to, you know, keep the fun rolling and to have the clients stick with you and stay with you. And I was thinking about it, like, sure, like fun is a big aspect of this, especially if you want to have someone adhere to the process and stick to it for the long term, because that's ultimately the goal with it. You know, like especially with the general population, you want to have someone strength train together with cardio at the side. But the issue with that is like, is that compatible with the client's goal? You know, is me changing the program every time actually going to bring the client to their goal? And probably not, you know, like I don't see fun being a stronger argument than the client achieving their goal in the process. And like what I do with people is I tell them, you know, like we're going to do this now. We're going to probably stick to it for the next 4 or 6 weeks. It might get boring in the meantime, but those are the most effective training plans, essentially. You know, the boring ones are the most effective ones. And trust me, like if we stick to this, you're definitely going to be closer to your goal than if we were to change up things every time and do random stuff because of fun.
Yeah.
And every time I explained that to the person and I told them the reasoning why we're doing this, they were like, yeah, it's totally fine. I understand that. I trust you. I just want to do this and achieve my goal, you know? And like, if you are doing the same thing every time with someone because you're following a certain training plan, that doesn't mean that you're not creative or a bad coach or that you don't care about the person and you're not, you know, caring about the program. No, it's actually the opposite, you know?
Yeah.
Like I was having these thoughts like, does it show that I'm lazy if I'm doing the same thing every time?
Yeah.
You know? Am I lazy for that? I'm like, no, it's not. Like I'm putting the client's goal in the first place and then everything else is building up on that.
That's super interesting. As I had one guy who I really like that guy because he's a little bit crazy. He wants to go to Nepal and having a big mountain hike tour and stuff like that. And he also has some goals on the strength side, and we are doing the strength side stuff and also preparing him for that hike. So you see, we need a lot of unilateral stuff because he needs to be able to stabilize, especially the knees and stuff like that. Because when you're hiking for weeks, you know, your body should be prepared for that because going very, very high. I mean, that's Nepal, you know, it's going to be like 6,000 meters high, high mountains and stuff like that, you know. So his body should be prepared for that. And I had a very, very interesting way of writing his block for that. And then I didn't change anything for the next block. Nothing. Like nothing. And I had exactly the same thing for a feeling like, should I change something? Will you think I'm lazy and stuff like that? But the thing with that is I've spent hours before thinking about what does he need? And the first block of that phase was like, I think it was like 5 weeks or something. And to think of it, so you did every training day like five times. That's nothing. That's actually nothing. You did it five times. So now we're going to do it again. And after 10 times, it's a little bit more than that. So the thing with that is, especially as a coach, you always think of, will that guy judge me?
Exactly.
The most important part to understand as a coach is the guy will judge you on the results that you give to that person and not on anything else. This is the most important part. Of course, we want to have some fun in training. Of course we do. I like to have some fun in training. But you know what? The most important part of fun in my training is not about the training program itself. It's about the environment that I have. Do I have the right people around me that I make some jokes in the rest times and stuff like that? This is what makes it fun. You know?
Sure. Yeah. Exactly.
This is, you know, because I thought about it. How do I feel in training? What makes it fun to me? And it's not the training program. It's more like, am I there with the right person? And most people... you know, I never train with people who are doing exactly the same stuff like me, because everybody's like, oh yeah, but I like to train with my friends and stuff like that. And I'm like, yeah, but I do have my goals. I keep it coming with the way with my program, and I still can spend time with my friends. They are doing their program, you know, reaching their goals. And in the rest times, in between the sets, you know, when I do my back squats and he's doing his handstand push-ups, you know, in the rest times, we keep chatting, you know, we have a good time, we make jokes and all that stuff. And we can still be at that point where the one is supporting the other, like, come on, go harder. Yeah, you can do it and stuff like that. You still have it, you know, you don't need to do exactly the same stuff to be like that.
No.
You just have to be in the same room and that's it. And everybody can still keep on going with their program, which is exactly designed to my personal goals and what I need, you know. And I think this is also a very, very important aspect to bring that in. You know, you don't need to change it too much, and there's no need to think of it's no fun. It's always fun. but that's designed by you because you have the right people around you. And yeah. if your style is, hey, I'm the lonely warrior on my path here, I'm the wolf, then that's your style and it's also okay, but you're probably gonna tire out there.
Sure. I mean, yeah, absolutely. You're always gonna have people who prefer to work out alone. For me, it like depends on the setting and who I'm surrounded with, you know?
Yeah.
Like if you're really like-minded people, you're gonna just have an extra push for sure. But like in the last year, I think, I mean, even more, I was training alone because of the environment and so on. And like, I wasn't really able to have someone from the outside that's going to push me that way, you know? So you have to find other ways to make training, quote unquote, more fun, you know? Yeah. So for me, it was always like all about, you know, just having that goal in mind that I want to achieve and being aware that every motion that I do is leading me towards that.
Yeah. You know?
Like, the stuff that I have in the program is in there for a reason, and let me try and make the most out of it, the most out of every set and the most out of every rep, you know, really try and be conscious about what you're doing and not just go through the motion.
Yeah.
And like every set, you're gonna kind of have to make it interesting for you. And what you can do there is like, you know, focus on a specific thing. Like if I'm doing a Bulgarian split squat, let me try and focus on that front leg as much as I can. Focus on shooting the knee forward, focus on really feeling the quad and so on. And like when you go into it with a lot more intent and focusing on the motion itself, all of a sudden it's a lot more fun and interesting because you're not just going through the motion, you know?
Yeah.
You're not just like following a certain list, which is a training plan, you know?
Yeah.
And like, okay, I have to do this, this and that, and then I'm finished. You know, and that's not really the way to approach it. That's a really boring way to view it, yeah. You know? So like, try and read in between the lines. And, you know, like what I mean by that is when you see a training plan, see the reasoning behind everything that's in it. See the reasoning behind the exercise, the reps, the sets, the tempo that you have, the cues that your coach has given you. And in that way, you're just going to give more value to everything that you do. And you're going to have just more fun doing it.
100%. I think that the very important responsibility of us coaches here is to really explain that to the given client. You know, when you have someone there, just explain them, okay, we are doing this exercise because I want to improve this, you know? And so everybody knows, okay, this is actually the task that I have, you know? Like, I'm having a guy who loves doing archer push-ups. He loves doing archer push-ups, and I'm making him doing that on the rings. And it's because of two reasons. One, he loves the chest pump that he gets from that. And the other one, we have to improve his scapular stability. And so he's loving the pump while we are improving the scapular stability. That's perfect. And he knows why we are doing that. So he's enjoying that even more. So that's some stuff that we always have to think of when it comes to that, these things, you know, explain it to the people, maybe even try to choose the exercise that the person actually likes, you know, but that doesn't mean you don't put in any exercise that he doesn't like. You know, I make him do some stuff he hates because he needs that. And I'm explaining that. I'm telling him, hey, you never trained legs. We got to train legs because I want you to grow old very strong. You know, I want you to be able to walk when you're 60, yeah, you know, and walking like easily,
yeah.
Stuff like that. So he hates that. He hates it. And I'm making him still doing that because for me, it's like, I care. And that's another thing. Sometimes we just have to make people do things they just don't like because it's better for them to do it that way. And this is another part of the job that we have to actually care and like really care. You're the coach. You want to make a person's life better. That's the big goal that you actually have. And that's so important to understand that. It's not always about the short-term pleasure, which is why everybody wants to switch up programs and exercises every time they see a client and stuff like that.
Mm.
Your goal is to make someone better. You really want to make that person reach the goals because this is why they are here. This is why they pay you. You know, they're not coming, hey, make me some fun. if I want some fun, I'm going somewhere else. What the fuck?
Exactly. Yeah, I've literally made the same experience with exercises that people hate. And I guess the classic example is the Bulgarian Swift split squat. Like, I still haven't met anyone who likes them.
I think you are the only person I ever met who likes Bulgarian split squats.
Yeah, probably. So I was like, I've had this experience with people just finishing a set and telling me I hate this exercise and I hate you as well. And I'm like, okay, yeah, that's fine. But I just want to give you the reasoning why we're doing that. You know, like, you have this goal of squatting 100 kilos. And one of the pieces of the puzzle is actually introducing such a motion. You know, you have this unilateral motion, which is going to tackle your body in a different way. You're going to, you know, probably fix some imbalances from side to side that you have. You're going to gain more stability overall and so on. And when you tell it to people, when you say like the reasoning behind it, you automatically see how their approach changes in the following set. Like,
yeah,
their intent is different. You can see they're more focused. The quality of the motion is so much better. So as you said, like quite often with us coaches, we need to explain what's the reasoning for everything that we do. Yeah. I think that's really good. And for the clients out there, like, always ask your coach everything, you know, like be critical, skeptical, you know, question things. I think that's a really good thing, really important, because it also, you know, challenges the coach and really forces the coach to think about the process more.
100%. And sure. I think another very important part here is, even if you're working with us, please, and we forget something to tell you, or you're not 100% secure, just ask.
Yeah.
Because I know lots of clients are also listening to this podcast, and this is so important. Sometimes you maybe forget something, maybe forget a detail, or you don't know if someone is maybe a little bit insecure about something. And this is, if you're listening right now and you think, hey, why am I doing that exercise? We really hate it. Just ask.
Just ask.
Even if you're not our client, if you're not our client, then make sure you're going to be our client, but
more to answer.
then ask your coach, you know, it's always good to know why you're doing that stuff. I'm doing the same things, you know, when I have that in there. I mean, for us, I think it's a lot more easy because we look into the program and we already know, okay, that's in there because of that reason.
Because of that, yeah.
We do understand that, but if you don't know, that's completely okay. I mean, we know that because it's our expertise, you know. For you don't need to, but the very important thing here is it will make you more motivated. Yeah. And it will make you value that even more. Even if you hate it, you will still value that. I hate my single leg Romanian deadlifts. I hate it, but I know it helps me so much with my hip stability. And I know I'm going to do it for even more months because I'm shit at it.
Yeah. Same here. I have those exercises. I hate the leg press. I hate the face pull. It's very boring.
Yeah.
But you got to do what you got to do, you know?
It's keeping you healthy. You gotta do this external rotation shit. I hate that, but I have to do it.
Yeah.
And this is the very important part here is really to make people understand, hey, you're doing this for a bigger thing. And it's exactly the same thing like you have a girlfriend and you think of, oh, I really want to marry her. Then you just don't play around with other girls. The short-time pleasure is not like the big-time pleasure, you know?
Damn. Nice. What a reference.
Yeah, it is.
You can definitely use it like that. Like, training is like a long-term relationship, you know?
Yeah, that's it.
Like, if you want to have something serious of it, from it, like, you can't really fuck around, if I can say it like that. It's gonna be explicit.
We already have an explicit one, so
no. Oh, we have. Okay, all right.
I think I said fucking in the beginning.
You said it now, so it doesn't really matter.
We don't care.
We don't care, okay.
This is real here. This is super fun. All right. Okay. I think we really brought in some very good stuff. If you have any topics that you would love us to talk about, we would love to get some information about that. Just shoot us a message. You can do that on Instagram to the Strength and Skills podcast, or just message us personally, like Rado_Bosic, and for me, Nick_Tibu on the Instagram, or you just shoot an email to office@strengthandskills.de, and then we may take the topic and bring it on the podcast. I would love to have that, because sometimes we're running out of topics, and I would love to bring in the stuff that actually really matters to you. So always feel free to give us a little bit of input in here. And there's another thing that I would love to have. Guys, if you like this podcast and you're listening to it on a platform like Spotify and stuff like that, I would love to get some more reviews here. Please give us a 5-star review, and make sure maybe send it out to the people that you think they can profit from this, because we are doing this here to help you guys. And if we get more reviews, we actually can reach more people, because it's giving us the right algorithm. And that's super important for us. So we are giving you a helping hand here. Please do your part to help us. That would be so amazing. I would be amazingly thankful for that. And I think these are my last words for today. Do you have any more?
No, not really.
Just all right.
Apply everything. Stick to training, and should be good.
All right. Okay, guys. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your attention. And catch you on the next episode. Have a good one. Have a good pump, and enjoy the summer.